Hi, good evening, everyone. So we're going to change a little bit and talk about urban trees. We're all familiar with the old Germanic proverb that we cannot see the forest for the trees, right? And also following a little bit on what Spanish philosopher Ortega had mentioned when contemplating a forest, he said that the actual forest is comprised of the trees that we actually cannot see. Thinking about this, in order to understand the urban forest and how can we maximize the benefits that we get from the urban forest, we need to look at it as a whole and not just on a tree-by-tree basis. For example, now there's a change in practice and tree pits are being covered with pervious pavements and traditionally have been left uncovered, but we don't really know what are the implications of these installations for tree growth and ecosystem service provision by urban forest. For example, some of the urban forest ecosystem service provisions like cooling, right, we just heard in a previous presentation, if we imagine ourselves in the desert and all of a sudden there's a shade of a tree, right, so cooling is a very major one, thinking of that shade provided by the trees and the transpiration that helps in the cooling of the urban environment. And also the stormwater mitigation, think of runoff, the rainfall interception by the canopies of the trees, increase water infiltration into the soil through the roots. So all those are of big relevance in the urban environment. But you would think, well, why does it matter that we cover the tree pit that is such a small area in an urban environment compared to the entire city with a pervious pavement if it's still allowing water infiltration to cool through? We need to consider that even though it's a small area, it is really the only area in the city that is actually pervious, that is not surface sealed. So what we found so far is that trees, newly planted trees in these pervious pavements actually grow faster than the newly planted trees in the non-covered systems. However, they develop a shallower root system. So this may mean undesirable interactions between the roots and the pavement. And this is very costly. For example, the state of California alone is about $6 million a year in sidewalk repair due to tree roots. And also we want to look at hydros, which is a model to simulate water movement and root growth to see if we can make predictions for different pavement and tree systems in the urban system. Thank you very much.